Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. As our world spins seemingly out of control, we are all experiencing time speeding up, chaos shifting to a new level, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Kaur and Kira Ra explore these mysteries, offer live soul readings, and invite you to open up your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Bringing you fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome, everybody. We're delighted to be with you.
Namaste and welcome, beloved ones, to another extraordinary day together. And you know, Sri, I am so delighted we are creating through our passionate action today. This is actually part two of a two-part series.
Well, we started exploring chaos last week. What I want to do is remind everybody that chaos is that experience that happens when the energies that are confronting us don't match the stability that we impose on them
through our subconscious. Sri, you know what? I got to catch up with Sri because I'm like, okay, boom, boom, boom. You know, if you didn't listen to last week's show, I do encourage you to listen to it. And you certainly, it's good to be with us today.
All right, let's just say it this way. Alone. Things start surprising you.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go, Sri. Disappointments, unexpected events, a feeling that the other shoe might drop.
Well, you know, and some people might say, is that because there's a blood moon coming up? And you know, we have so much to talk about today. We're going to be talking about creating that passionate action. We're going to be talking about this blood moon. We're going to be talking about all the eclipses, and we're going to be asking and or really answering the question, is there hope for a positive future? You know, Sri, that question has become even more and more and more prevalent, especially with the headlines talking about climate change, which, guys, April 27, we're doing a powerful climate change show. And, you know, there's so much happening. Is there hope for a positive future? Where are we? You know, how are we going to create through this passionate action? And talking about last week, we talked about chaos versus stress. And my goodness, it's a big month.
Well, it is.
It's a big time.
And, you know, I think there's plenty of things going on in our world that point to the chaos that is upon us. Chaos, remember, is a very personal experience. There's that subjective.
I don't know why that tickled me, but it did.
Well, you know, some people seem to kind of hold it together and are unplussed, you know.
Unplussed? What does that even mean?
I remember my dad was like that. Sometimes there'd be all this stuff happening, a wreck on the freeway, people running around, and he'd just be kind of poking along. Every once in a while, I want to poke him, make sure he didn't fall asleep.
Well, you know, maybe what he was doing was modeling that beautiful gift of spirit, which is our inner world cannot be affected by the outer world.
Well, that's a place we want to arrive at.
Absolutely.
Because for most of us, we work through all of that stimulation to find that inner place that's our center point.
Indeed.
And we did touch on that last week. It's important to remember that no matter what's going on in the outer world, we must cultivate an inner spaciousness in order to preserve ourselves, in order to preserve our sanity, literally.
Well, literally to preserve our sanity. And, you know, we talked about in part one of this show about claiming chaos as a gift. And I know that can almost sound like an oxymoron, but really claiming chaos as a gift. And as we do that, as we move forward, as we foundationalize and realize that we can't play our way off the game board. And if that doesn't make sense to you, listen to last week's show. And so knowing that we can't play our way off the game board, what it leads us to, this internal gift that you're talking about, is finding our passionate center, creating through our passionate center, our passionate action versus our anger-filled activism.
Well, you know, one of the things that chaos does is it pulls the rug out from under our feet.
Oh, in every way.
And that's the healing effect. And you may go, healing effect? I know. Oh, it feels like hurt. No. When we get the rug pulled out, when things start getting shook up, we get a chance to find out what's really important to us.
Well, you know, that's true.
What's our foundational belief?
Yeah.
What's really important to
us?
Do we trust ourselves? Do we trust our guidance?
Yeah.
And the chaos then is an actual gift that stimulates us to find those essential qualities within.
Yeah.
Now, that's the positive side. Of course, the negative side, we could go on and on and talk about trigger and ripple effects and one person hurting another person, et cetera, et cetera. However, when chaos is really received as a signal that it's time to foundationalize, it's time to find out what's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to that point, then we can ignite our passion.
Yeah, well, and that's the key, Sri, is that we must ignite our passion. And I have to just interrupt for a moment and say, talk about igniting passion. Every week that we have the opportunity to connect live with our incredible listeners, we get the opportunity to also chat and involve them in the show. And of course, it looks like the lines are already nearly full. So remember, guys, if you want to connect, just dial 888-627-6008. Get in the queue. Remember, you can be listening to the show while you're holding, and we're going to do our best to chat with as many people as possible because we're creating through our passionate action today.
Absolutely. So with no further ado, let's go ahead and greet our first caller. From Colorado, we welcome Melon to the
show. Namaste, Melon.
Namaste. What a wonderful topic you guys have chosen.
Well, thank you, and thanks for being here. How can we serve you?
Well, I've been trying to figure this chaos thing out for a while. I feel like I live in the Twilight Zone and in backwards land. And and nothing ever makes any sense or works. And sometimes the laws of physics even seem to be violated. I was just kind of curious, what is up or down or backwards with all of this?
Well, what a powerful question. And I always love that the people who get through on each weekly show, it's always the perfect moment for them. And, you know, I want to share with you, Melon, as you were sharing, what I saw around you was lots of land. It's interesting. It's like for you, there's this need to be, it's funny, the word they're giving me is Gaia filled. And that not that you're calling in the energy of the planet, you're just allowing the energy of the planet to sustain you, almost like a beautiful birthing or rebirthing. And it's funny what they're showing me, so I'm just gonna share it. They're saying, take your hands, go outside, find a beautiful patch of soil that calls to you, and it could have grass on it or not, and place your hands flat down on them and rub them. And then after you've done that, then touch your body, then rub them again, then touch your body. And then when you're done, when you feel complete, rub your hands and touch your heart. And they're saying that it will offer to you an ignition, that everything you've been witnessing has been waiting to come together as an ignition to send you on the next journey. It's funny because with you, it's not a fork in the road. It's like a literal turn. And this turn is right there, and everything you're witnessing, everything you're experiencing, everything you're seeing will support this turn. And it's funny, they're just saying go out and be Gaia full. And so thank you for calling, beloved one. So good to connect with you.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, beloved.
Well, it's a wonderful thing when we actually interrupt the chaos by doing something centering, grounding, and receiving help.
Well, you know, Sri, I also want to point out that I found it very fascinating that these beautiful, really starry, like my eyes still feel very crystalline, these very starry guides that were around Melon were also saying to me, so I'm sharing this with our entire audience, they said Gaia full, not diving in. And this is really important because when we talk about chaos, when we talk about the planetary thought body, which is a show we have coming up in May, when we talk about what's going on, what we see right now is that Gaia is full of chaotic energy and Gaia is full of anger-filled activism. And so it's important not to collect that into ourselves. What's important is to be filled with the delight, filled with the nourishment, filled with the growth, not to be filled with the dense, the heavy.
Yep.
And that's a really important discernment for all of us.
Well, it is. You know, we've talked for a number of years about learning how to connect to energy streams outside of the earth.
Right.
And there's so many traditions that teach about connecting with the earth, grounding into the earth.
Well, sending a cord.
Yeah, actually cording in. And what we have found to be true is that so many beings have inadvertently given their troubles to Mother Earth And she's literally quite congested.
Well, you know, she's so congested that this is why on April 27 we're doing the spiritual side of climate change, because the reality is that she's sharing that with us. And this is part of how we're creating through passionate action versus creating through anger-filled activism.
Well, so let's come back to one of the important things we are talking about, and that is that chaos is subjective.
Yeah.
One person's stimulation that upsets them, another person may not get upset. And so it's important to look when we're wanting to take action in the world. That can be an action that's centered in a compassionate heart. It can be an action that's centered in a desire to control.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's important to look at our motives, because so often people are foundationalizing their justification for action on a value.
Or belief.
Or belief system.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's about controlling others, controlling flow, and it really gets down to a fundamental issue of what's right and what's wrong.
Well, and then add on top of that the energy of a full moon, and you know, it specifically, it's why we put the show together the way we did. Specifically, right now we're coming into a profoundly, almost prophetic full moon.
Yes,
you know.
Well, and this is another opportunity to explore how does the outer world and the outer energies influence our inner experience?
Absolutely.
Because we're literally swimming in them.
Aren't we?
You know?
At least we're not drowning. I mean, swimming is a step forward, Sri. Let's remember that.
Well, you know, the very air we breathe, the very environment that we live in is constantly bombarded with energies.
Yes.
There's all kinds of frequencies. There's all kinds of pulses. There's things below and outside of perception. There's things that are directly perceivable.
Mm-hmm.
And so consider that we are swimming in a sea of energy.
That's absolutely true.
And certain energies will provoke us and others won't.
That's true.
And this is really the wonders of chaos is that...
I love that. The wonder of chaos.
Is that when you look at what provokes you, you're peeking behind the curtain. You're getting a glimpse into your subconscious beliefs.
Okay. So I want to get a glimpse into our next beloved caller. And we have a first-time caller, and her name is Aladia, and she's from Monterey. Namaste, beloved.
Hello. It's wonderful to feel the two of your energies again. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's our honor. Thank you for being here, Angel. How can we serve you?
I would love to have a mini soul reading, please.
Absolutely. You know, as we're sharing with you, as I'm connecting with you, what I'm seeing around you, it's really fascinating. It's like the word they're giving me is crystalline jelly. Now, and here's how they're explaining it. They're saying, imagine that your body, your physical form right now, is in this beautiful container. It's almost like this, like a golden tub is what I'm sensing, filled with crystalline jelly. And they're saying the reason it's crystalline jelly is so that you can float in it and like, not float like on water, but it's almost like being on a Tempur-Pedic bed. And that this crystalline jelly is seeking to soothe all of you. And it's like it's rubbing itself all over every portion of your body saying, I love you, I thank you, I honor you, I respect you, and I am here for you. And they're saying for you to be with this crystalline gel and to learn how to apply it to everything you do, that there is a great, it's funny, ahead of you, they're telling me like in 3 months, there's like a scar, they're calling it, it's not a wound, but it's a scar that's ready to have even its... the memory erased, meaning that the wound has healed, but it's left a scar, and this gel has come to remove the scar, and that the freedom that is there for you during that expression is quite profound. And so what a beautiful gift. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for asking.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Angel. Namaste.
Crystalline jelly. I want some of that.
I know you do. Sri's like, give me.
You know, every caller gives us so many gifts. We get to connect. We also get to receive. And I think that we have the capacity to empathize mm-hmm. with everyone's moccasins if we just relax and tune in. And I love the idea that we can be gifted a healing salve.
Well, you know, and what I love, Sri, also is we're talking about creating through passionate action. I really want to tie this into the upcoming blood moon and the energy that's going beyond that. You know, remember, beloved ones, and no matter when you're listening to the show, this matters. There is so much prophetic negative energy around the signs that people are creating from activism. And mm-hmm. when we create from activism versus creating from passionate action, what we do is we imbue our own judgments, our own belief systems, our own often unresolved anger into an issue. For example, there are many factions right now that believe this is a sign of the apocalypse, one of the clear signs of the apocalypse, and that only they will be saved. Mm-hmm. And so they're in this jubilant sense of judgmental joy. Now, figure that one out. Yet here we are and saying, you know, you have the opportunity today to really harness passionate action. We are actually in, beloved ones, if you are listening to the show anytime in April, up until May 1, from April 10 to May 1, you have an opportunity to be involved in 21 days of miracles. It's just that easy. And if you don't know how to do 21 days of miracles, send an email to support@selfascension.com and we will get you there. If you're on our newsletter list, you already know about this. And remember, our newsletter is free. So if you get to shrinkkira.com, get on the list. There's so much happening right now.
And the timing of these events, well, you could say they're prophetic because anytime we get a boost, it's an opportunity for a resurrection.
Absolutely. You know, which comes April 20th. I mean, I just love this.
So we're really at a marvelous time. One of the things that I think is important to remember or to apprehend is that every time you listen to someone else's story, mm-hmm. you're disempowering your own ability to know what's true for you.
Now, I've got to step in here because if someone can tell you their story with more passion than you can carry for yourself, then you have definitely done that.
Absolutely. And when we get to astrological signs and full moons, eclipses, and all of those things, that yes, they affect the energy flows. Mm-hmm. We mentioned briefly the soup that's all around us. Well, of course, the arrangement of the constellations yep. on the day you were born makes an impression. And that energetic impression is felt. And you deal with that for a number of years.
But it's not who you are.
But it's not who
it's
you are.
It's just not who
it's
you are.
It's an impression upon your capacities.
And this is why a lot of people own that. You know, Saint Germain in the I Am Discourses, and Sri and I are blessed to have an original copy that's now just, bless its heart, just falling apart. One of the things I love when I read that book is he said, more damage has been done in the name of astrology on this planet than in any other realm. And the reason being is, when you believe something to the point where you manifest the action, yep. you've given up your own empowerment.
And what we're talking about now are belief systems.
And we're not dissing astrology, guys.
Astrology has a place because there is a truth in the imprint, in the impression. However, as Kira pointed out, it's not who you are. No. It's a capacity or quality. A person, you could call
it's
it
an opportunity.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to explore the pros and cons of the call out the qualities of that sign, and to transcend them.
Absolutely.
But coming back to this whole piece, and we're going to talk more about this in depth as we continue. It's our belief systems which create self-fulfilling prophecies. Mm-hmm. And many people go, yeah, I get that. Well, maybe you're believing that you get that, don't really.
Okay.
I want to tease you a little bit.
You are.
Because everything that's going on is triggering expectancy. Oh, help me with the word.
Expectancy?
Expectancy, which is intense expectation.
I got it.
Intense expectation.
No, I like expectancy, Sri.
It's expectancy.
I'm writing that one down. That's a Sriism, guys.
when we have this biblical foundation you alluded to, and that there's the signal of the
there's so much. We're not even going to go through it.
Well, then it creates an expectancy.
Indeed. Indeed, it does. And you know what, Sri? I am expectancing that we have so many beautiful callers waiting for us. We have so much show to go. And so, beloved ones, we're going to take just a really quick break to drink some water and be prepared. If you're on the phone, hold on. And if you're listening, hold on. We'll be back in a minute.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of Tohil, the crystal clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic light regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriKira.com. That's SriKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste. Woo! Okay, I had some water during that, so my throat is back, and I know that you're ready, so I think it's time for us to say hello to another caller, my love. Let's do that.
We're going to head over to Florida and invite who gets to the call.
Namaste, Uja.
Well, namaste, Kira and Sri. It's so nice to talk to you again.
It's so nice to talk to you, my love. How can we serve you?
So you're right on with chaos. So chaos for me is creative. It tells me get off your rump. You've got something new to do. So I've been moved to a new location, and my question is, what is the gift for me and for others in this new location?
Well, what a perfect time. I'm so glad you called today. It was perfect. Well, they're saying to me, it's funny, they're holding up both of their hands. And they're saying that the reason they're holding up both of their hands is first and foremost to say there are actually 10 specific things that will unfold over the next 10 months. Like not quite one a month. You might have like a few at one time and then some others. They're also saying the reason they're holding up their hands is because there is a balance of vibrational frequency that this new location will finally, they're saying it will restore a vision that you have had, and it will express a vision to others in a way that it will be greatly received. And they're giggling and saying, along with 10 fingers, you have 10 toes, and make sure to wiggle them and dance often. And so it is, my love. This is a really good move for you. I'm really glad you called.
Thank you so much. Love to both of you.
And to you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings.
You know, Sri, our lines are so full. Why don't we take another caller real quick? Let's go where now? We have a first-time caller from Carmel, California, I see.
We'll say hi to Susan.
Namaste, Susan.
Hi there. How are you?
We are delighted to say hi to you.
Thank you. I just am so appreciative of all of your teachings, and especially what you've been coming up with lately. It's just been so aligned with what's been happening in my life. But one of the things in particular that you just said, so I hadn't planned on asking this, was about astrology, because I don't know if you're familiar with something called human design.
So
I was identified as a projector twin, meant that I have to wait to be asked. And I'm kind of finding that label is, it feels like it's holding me back, and because the topic was passionate action today, and I just thought, oh my gosh, this is perfect, because that's sort of where I feel what I want to do is move into my passionate action, but then there's that other part that's sort of been told that I'm a projector and I have to wait. Do you have any words for me on that?
Well, Sri wants to jump in first here.
Yeah, before Kira.
But take a deep breath and smile.
Before Kira offers you the metaphysical icing, I want to give you one little foundational piece, and that is that the qualities, whether it's the projector, whether you're a Cancer or a Leo, et cetera, those qualities are attributes that we get to learn through. So, for example, I was born in July under a full moon, and so they astrologically, I was a triple Cancer. Well, that's pretty watery, you know? And I lived that way for a number of years until I began to wake up. And what I realized is my predispositions were trainings. And once I resolved, once I was able to love myself through those things, I was available to other ways of being. It's sort of like the archetypes. We take in an archetype to learn its qualities, and then we got it. Mm-hmm. So you may indeed have been predisposed to be an introvert, to be the projector. However, as you've already pointed out, it doesn't feel right anymore.
Well, and that's the blessing, beloved one. So, Susan, the reason I had said for you to take a breath and smile as Sri started sharing with that is that, first of all, I just love the universe. It always sends the right people to the right show at the right time. And for you, Angel, it's the right moment. Everything around you right now looks like flowers to me, and they're blooming. And it's literally like I'm in a field of flowers watching them go from blood to blood, blood moon on my mind. I'm sorry, honey, from bud to bloom, bud to bloom. And they just keep saying, it's your time to bloom. It's your time to bloom, and that it's time for you to let all labels go. And they're showing me you, and you're coming up from the water, and you're soaked. And you're wearing this coat, and this coat is heavy. And you're like looking at yourself saying, why did I wear this coat into the water? And the universe is smiling at you saying, all you have to do is take it off and everything else is there. And I'm watching your soul just like take this coat, this heavy soaked, kind of like a taupey dark color coat off. And then I'm watching this crystalline being bloom, and I'm seeing people being attracted to you. I'm seeing ventures that are coming together. I'm seeing things being initiated. It is an awesome time for you, and I am so glad you called today. Many blessings, dear one.
Thank you so much. That's just exactly what I've loved hearing. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Angel. Namaste. Oh, Sri, I am just so excited because the gift right now of communicating and being, you know, whether you're with us in the archives, whether you're with us live, feel our sincere heart around you. This is a moment of passionate action. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, I don't know, if you've studied Sri and my work, and you could go to one of our classic books, even though it's 2012 in the title, but get this book and read it, 2012, You Have a Choice, which really had very little to do with 2012. But one of the things that we introduced in there was the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. And it's basically if you were to envision a pyramid and it had four levels in it. Well, the first level is the level we're all born into, right? That's that lower level of density consciousness. And it's basically a me, me, me. And as we grow and refine, our first choice is, do we lift, right? Because remember, you can't play your way off the game board. You can only lift. And so the next strata of refinement is spiritual activism, which is actually a trap. And I know that there's a lot of movements out there that talk about spiritual activism as a good thing. And what we want to share with you is this. It is a good thing. However, it's only a moment. If you get trapped there, it's actually the most dangerous level. And our world right now is trying to entrap itself into spiritual activism. And this is why, is there hope for a positive future? Well, it begins with an individual's reminding themselves or remembering themselves as unlimited spirit and being able to once again lift from spiritual activism, which is more of a we focus, but the problem is it's a we versus you kind of focus, and lifting from that level up into ascension awareness, or you can literally say, okay, I'm going to go back into density consciousness. And this is where we're finding the world right now. We're on the seesaw. We're on the teeter-totter.
Well, the thing about spiritual activism, and you know, you could say, yeah, there's activism that's not spiritual also.
Well, no, that's form density. Of activism.
However,
is density
based. But where it gets really tricky is where a person's level of consciousness has risen to the point that they start seen the impact that one group may have on another
group. It's an us versus them.
And recognizing that some less enlightened actions actually generate waves of hurt and harm, whether to the planet or other beings. Mm-hmm. And then they choose to take up, wage a war, a righteous spiritual war against that. And so often many of the faiths, many of the spiritual traditions become activistic. Mm-hmm. It's important to recognize that this tendency is natural.
Yes.
You know, we go through an evolutionary process. It's part of why we're here.
Yes.
You know, we're here to have the joy of being, you could say asleep, but it's a funny kind of asleepness.
Well,
it's,
you know, we go to sleep to heal.
Exactly. We drop into a body, we go through our childhood, and evermore we're discovering, tasting, touching, literally eating the world.
But we're healing through that process.
And through that process, we begin to get filled up with the sleepiness and then move into ever, you know, to the drowsy state, into the awakening
state. Exactly. And, you know, if we were to put this in layman's terms, so to speak, note, when people are in a coma, why are they put in a coma? You know, sometimes there's even medically induced comas. Well, on a very physical level, we are put into a coma to heal because the body needs to be deeply asleep. Well, that's the same thing that happens with our spirit, our soul, whatever you want to call your divine essence. When you come to this planet, you already have an agreement that you're going to heal through the slumber. You know that you're coming in. You know that you're going through the slumber. And then as you begin to awaken, and at first you're drowsy, think about the coma person, right? They come out and it's like, oh my God, they're going to live.
What happened?
You know? But the reality is that they're starting to awaken because they were healing through the sleep. And that's what's happening here. We're talking about, is there hope for a positive future? Well, you know what, beloved ones? That's a question that is really powerful.
And it also feeds into people's judgment systems.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, activism is can be very passionate. People can be very...
It's extremely passionate.
People can be inspired. But the thing to look for, and this is kind of a self-evaluation to help us all discern and grow. Mm-hmm. If your passion is rooted in emotional energy, chances are you're activistic. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say emotional energy, what I'm referring to is anger or hurt.
So,
primarily.
Absolutely.
So if you're, I've had people tell me, after I show you this film, if you're not angry, then you're not human.
Then there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with your heart.
You need to get angry and take action.
And the reality is, I've got to interrupt here and just read a quote from Archangel Zadkiel. As many of you know, our beloved Archangel Zadkiel is really such a gift in our life experience. And from our very first book, which is a very powerful book, been in reprints out there. Get a copy of it if you haven't read it. Sacred Union, The Journey Home. This is actually found on page 67. So I want to read this, Sri, because it really ties into it. Because when you're feeling that way, when you're out of control, when you don't, you're just like, what do I do? How do I move forward? Here's what Zadkiel says. Breathe in the peace and the purity that you are. And then the clarity that you seek shall be apparent. For you cannot force it. It simply is.
You know, especially for me, that first line, breathe in the peace. When we allow ourselves to relax into our breath, we're given
just
that
feel
gateway.
That. Oh,
breathe in
totally.
The peace
Ooh,
and the
okay,
purity
I
that
will.
You are.
Oh, thank you, Sri.
And truly, it isn't meant to be hard. In order to dissolve that anger, in order to dissolve that sense of I've got to fix it, whatever it is, I would invite everybody to breathe in the peace and purity. It's from that place that we make wise decisions. It's from that place that we can ignite passionate action versus activism.
Because activism is resistant. Now, let's talk about that. But first, before we go there, why don't we meet another beautiful caller? And this is a regular caller from Maine. Let's say hi to Holly.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys.
Hi, honey.
I'm great. You guys keep basically talking about something, and I want to maybe define it more, but I also know after a lot of your readings, words are elusive right now. It's the breathing in. like you said, you get taught visualizations. One is, you know, breathing in the energy from Mother Earth or breathing in the white light from heaven. You know, and I feel like you can get caught up in those words and kind of get stuck there. Mm-hmm. So I would ask you, what when you visualize, you kind of just answered it. Is
can
it like
I walk you,
just you
through
breathe
it?
In the peace?
Let me walk you through
yeah,
it, Holly. I want you to put your hand on your heart right now.
Okay.
Because you're 100% correct. And this is why words are so limiting. Oh my goodness. It's why we like going beyond the word. So here's a gift. Here's a way for you to start. And thank you for asking, because everyone listening can use this gift too. So if you wanna do this with Holly right now, everyone put your hand on your heart. And if it's safe to do so, I want you to close your eyes. Now with your eyes closed and your hand on your heart, I want you to first smile. Really smile. Even if you have to force it, just smile. And as you're smiling, feel the gift of your hand on your heart and open up your heart to say thank you to your body. Thank you to your heart. Just thank you, beloved body. Thank you, beloved heart. Thank you for sustaining my soul. Thank you for offering me the gift of this journey. Thank you for the blessing of being. And then I want you to take in a beautiful breath. Let it out. Oh, and as you let it out, smile again. And what you're doing now is breathing the space of the heart. And from breathing the space of the heart, there's nothing else you need to focus on. Because from breathing from the space of the heart, your divine soul will lead you. Your divine soul will call in the light. Your divine soul will surround you with protection. Your divine soul will offer you the words if there's any that need to be there. You have all the wisdom of the universe right there inside of you. And smiling is the signal to the universe that we get it. When we breathe with a smile, you know, one of the things Sri and I in all of our workshops and everything that we do and all of our practitioners, when you bring a hand to your heart, you take in a deep breath and you let it out with a smile, the universe supports you. And only the wisdom of the universe can pour through you. So, Holly, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing this gift to everyone today, along with yourself. Many blessings on your passionate action.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
You know, the gateway is so available and yet hidden. And it's hidden in plain sight. It's one of those spiritual paradoxes.
So true.
And so many times, I remember early in my path, I had heard such phrases as hidden in plain sight, you know, and it just confused me. I didn't get it. And it was only after I had relaxed into that space, into that heart spaciousness, that I began to recognize how I depended on my brain, how much I was bowing to the literally tyranny of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if the mind didn't have a category or permission to go a certain place, if it couldn't explain it, it wasn't real.
True.
And how many people invalidate true spiritual guidance, invalidate spiritual experiences because the mind says that wasn't real?
Well, you know, Shri, I love that. And before we go into a quick break and come back with a very powerful segment on all this information, I want to read a reader letter, a listener letter. And remember, you can write us at guest, G-U-E-S-T, at shriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest at shriandkiraradio.com. And this came from one of our regular listeners, Anna. And the reason I want to read this, Shri, is it's what you were just talking about. It's a beautiful letter that, and I think all of you listening will agree, she's decided to convert everything into passionate action through her own expectations. So let me read this. Dear Shri and Kira, namaste. Well, namaste, Anna. The other week, you responded to my letter online. The more that I think of it, the more I realize how much I appreciate having these teachings in my life, like Avesa, Archangel Zadkiel, etc. While many people had fearful images for 2012, I had created a rather ideal one. Part of it was that somehow I thought everyone would want their energy fields cleaned up for 2012. Well, come 2013, I was disappointed. Now I realize the bottom line is to be committed to your guidance and to keep walking. Lately, I've been getting guidance to do the numerology workshop. Do it! Life really is better with all of this. Many thanks and all the best, Anna. Well, Anna, I wanted to read your letter on air today for everyone because this is what Passionate Action is about. It's saying, I see that I had an expectation. I see that I let myself live through disappointment. And now I'm taking action to move forward because I'm clear. And that's the gift of the chaos. You know, I love it. Anna's letter to me is kind of like a recap of both shows. She claimed her chaos as a gift. She gave herself the blessing of applying the tools of self-ascension while she was in that experience. And now she's taking passionate action to continue. Woohoo, Anna. I'm clapping. I'm celebrating for you.
Well, and we go through a process.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the reasons we get lost, one of the reasons we have dark nights of the soul mm-hmm. is that we need the contrast in order to fully commit.
Mm-hmm.
So often, I can't know how many times people have said, well, it's suffering that wakes us up.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, joy does a pretty good job too.
Right.
The energy of joy can pierce a lot of illusions.
No kidding.
But regardless of the path that one takes, there is a discipline that we must be tenacious. We need to keep on going and trust that.
Keep on trucking, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And as we practice breathing into the heart, as we revisit that space, as we deepen our recognition, we discover the capacities to literally shape the world.
That's, you know, Sri, is there hope for a positive future? There it is. I mean, that's it. That's just such a valuable thing because that's what it's about.
Well, we're going to explore that even more. But before we do, we're going to take a little break.
I need some water.
Yeah, we're going to have another sip of water while we listen to these messages.
We'll be right back. Hang with us, guys.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I invite you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos, filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint, pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at a beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in the center of our body. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting shri and kira.com and just click on the resurrection vacation retreat page. Toso Salamaguna, heal lives, heal hearts. We welcome home. The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness.
The rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Shri Ra and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Shri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the archangelic realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.shrikira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's shrikira.com.
Welcome back.
Ooh.
We are glad you're with us.
We so are. And what a powerful show, Sri. We've had incredible callers. We've been really bringing together how we can claim chaos as a gift and then create through our passionate action.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's some nuggets that have been shared that are important to gather. You know, the one of them is as we go into our heart, oftentimes people discover when they first start relaxing into the heart space, they discover some hurts. They discover old wounds.
Very true.
And sometimes they don't even know that. They just say, oh, I'm feeling grief or I'm feeling hurt. Well, how beautiful, how wonderful to bring the healing light to that suppressed pain.
And I want you to all really hear what he just said. How beautiful and so how wonderful. How many times do we continue the pain in our lives because we refuse to look at it? We refuse to say, I'm hurting over this. I need to move through this. You can even spiritualize your way through it. That's a part of spiritual activism.
Absolutely.
You know, is to say, oh, no, I know all the words around this. I know I should do this or that. But the reality is you can't or you haven't.
Well, and a lot of passion is fueled by unresolved pain.
Yes. Well, the passion that destroys.
Exactly.
There's two types of passion.
And so this is why discernment is really the path of awakening.
Absolutely.
We start to appreciate everything that's happened to us and begin to realize it's all there for your awakening. Every
Absolutely.
Little kernel.
We go to sleep to heal.
And so in the awakening, as you relax into your heart and you feel called to move and act in a certain way, we invite you to look and be present to that intention and ask yourself, does it feel aligned? Do I feel inspired?
Mm.
Because that alignment with your soul's mission, that alignment with the gifts that you're here to share, is naturally satisfying.
Absolutely.
Whereas activism actually, and it can be an evolutionary step, when we are in a judgmental form of activism where we're trying to right a wrong, we often derive a sense of meaning from that.
Yeah,
we feel
yeah.
like I'm doing meaningful work. Well, your meaningful work is you are satisfying a judgmental imperative, meaning you are honoring a belief system that you hold, and that's meaningful to you to honor your belief system.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
However, that will keep you stuck.
Well, now that's really the key, isn't it? It's about moving beyond your own stuckness.
Absolutely. It's about moving into a cosmic alignment where you recognize that this divine dance that's playing out has beauty upon beauty, layers upon layers.
No, wait, Sri's getting really wound up. You guys should see him right now. But I got to interrupt you because I'm hearing all these people saying, How? It begins
through that surrender, that relaxing into the heart. And that's the doorway. So as we learn to relax and keeping your awareness awake, you begin to watch yourself like you are your own pet project.
Well, I am, but we won't go there. So but here's the key, Sri, in the how is also the fact that it's really important, beloved ones, to not take your life so seriously. You know, Archangel Zadkiel is such a beloved, you know, I named my Amazon parrot Zadkiel because this parrot laughs. And Zadkiel is all about finding the gift. And so, beloved ones, how about just love your life? Just love your life and then dance. And if you find yourself caught, love your life again.
Absolutely.
Love it even more.
And so there's a post-it note for your bathroom mirror.
I love my life.
Woo-hoo! You know, I love myself as I am and as I am not. We need to subtly confront that habitual self-judgment that lurks in the shadows.
Well, and I want to say this, though. It's important not to get stuck in what we just said. You also need to get up and move.
Absolutely.
Because you might say, well, I love myself as I am. But, you know, quite frankly, guys, if you're a schlub and nothing's happening and you love your schlubby life, that's great. However, you need to remember that that's what your life will be. If you want to shift, love your life and move. Do something about it. Now, moving might be a physical move. It might be just get up off the couch and do something. It might be just stare at the window. You know, go to the window
and
look outside.
We are energy in motion. We
exactly.
are energetic beings.
And motion is life.
And motion is flow.
When we stop moving, the flow congests.
Yes.
And thereby, life ceases.
Well, that's powerful on so many levels. It's important to recognize that we're all doing the best we know how.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is, are you learning? Are you growing, expanding? Or are you complacent?
Right.
And, well, if you're complacent, you're probably not listening.
But you know? That could very well be. Or you're listening to write some blog about us, which God knows that happens. But the reality is this, that if you are in spiritual activism, you become complacent in your beliefs and your life never expands. And this is when
that's
you start
what we
saying,
call stuck.
Exactly. How come, you know, I'm doing all these visualizations or I'm saying all these things or I know the words to say or my friends are reading these books or I'm reading these books, but we're still all in poverty consciousness. We're still all angry. You know, guys, we've got some really powerful shows coming up and they, let's put it this way, Sri, there's some hot button topics. And we really felt like we had to go through this first, because, for example, on April 27, we are diving into climate change. On May 3rd, we are diving into medical marijuana. We even have a grower. Now, of course, we're not going to reveal their name, but we have a grower who will be on there talking to us. You know, we're going to have these conversations. That's what this show is about. But in order to do that, you hear our passionate action. We're taking action. And we take action in the way that we're guided. How are you guided? How do you put your gifts into motion?
And if that question seems a little befuddling, then it's time to do some journaling because each and every person has been given gifts.
And journaling means really doing it, guys, not thinking about it.
No, get the pen out and start writing. What are my gifts? What do I have to share with others? And you just make a list.
Ooh, I love that because it means you have to actually love yourself enough to make the list.
You do, because we tend to dismiss ourselves so often.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many little gifts. You know, I bring happiness to people who are lost. You know, that can be a gift.
You do, actually.
Thank you, love.
Starting with your wife. No.
And as we make a list of our gifts, and then you can add in certainly your skills, but there's a difference between your training and your gifts. Your gift is what energizes your training.
Now, hear that, guys. Your gift is what energizes your training. There's a difference between your gifts and your training. This is powerful stuff.
And so as you make your list of how can I help, then you can go to who can I help.
Right.
You know, because once you know what you have, then you can say, well, I wonder who might benefit. How
from
can
this,
I serve?
And you might even say, and how can I create a life that can support me doing what I love? And, you know, guys, if you love being of service in the spiritual world, go to SriandKira.com and come join Sri and I for a few days for a personal immersion journey. At the end of that time, you will be very clear on what you want. All these questions will be answered. And, you know, we still have just a few slots left in November and December for those events.
So what a wonderful way to end this year.
It is. It's a great way to end this year. And, you know, the other option might be come down in August for 4 short days and join me and Sri right here at the Self-Ascension Sanctuary for Cosmic Life Regression Mastery Training. I will be personally bringing everyone in that seminar through the process. And by the time you leave here in 4 short days, you will be certified to be able to offer that process and even teach it if you want to. It's just, this is passionate action.
This
you know,
is fun also.
It's totally fun, you know, and if none of that excites you or you don't want to travel, go to the Self-Ascension Classroom at SriandKira.com.
Well, and these are all opportunities to call forth the skills that are latent in your DNA, your spiritual DNA.
Exactly.
And this brings us back to that journaling piece that we were talking about a minute ago. If chaos can stimulate you to reflect inward, to breathe into your heart, to journal, what gifts do I have to share? What are my skills? What are my passions? And who is ready for them? And what can I expect in the form of a reasonable energy exchange?
Ooh, I love that.
You have just changed the world.
You have. Is there hope for a positive future? Of course there is, because it rests in you. And we know that because you are here now, that positive future exists.
So, beloved ones, take action. And the action begins right there in your own home, in your private space, breathing, trusting yourself, writing.
Do it now.
And then stepping out and sharing it with others.
I don't know why I just heard Billy Joel.
Is that Billy Joel?
Stepping out. Yeah. Anyway, beloved ones, go do something that brings you joy right now. Bring your hand to your heart. Breathe with a smile. Know that the universe loves you. Know that we love you.
And until we have the joy to be with you next week, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.